Happy Wednesday. This is Ozarks at Large. Real ID, driver's license, or ID card. To help Arkansans prepare for that requirement, this month, all 134 state revenue offices have started offering this new type of ID. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Scott Harden, the spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration, about what you need to get a real ID and what happens after October 1st if you don't.
So where does this real ID requirement come from? Because it's been on the horizon for a while. It's been pushed back for years and years, but now it's actually happening.
That's right. So the real ID goes back quite a ways, all the way back to 2005 when Congress passed what's known as the Real ID Act. And really what it was in the wake of 9/11, the federal government and Congress, they were looking for a way to create an ID that would have just these standard requirements across the United States that you had to prove, basically proof of legal presence, proof of identity, your social security number, proof of residency. So very simply, proving that you are who you say you are. So it was this ID. It was established in 2005, the Real ID Act was. However, to say they gave states quite a bit of room to develop this program would be an understatement, as we're now in 2020, and we're still approaching the point at which this ID will be required to board a flight or enter a federal facility. So they gave states quite a bit of time. The good news was Arkansas was well ahead of any deadline. We've been issuing this since October of 2016. So Arkansans have had access to this for quite some time.
In that 4 years, how many Arkansans have actually gotten one of these real IDs?
Sure. Since we've issued it since October of 2016, and since that time, 260,000 of these have been issued. The real ID have been issued. It sounds like a significant number, but when you put that in the perspective of we have about 2.6 million active licenses and IDs in the state, you see that it's only 10% of active licenses or IDs. So we definitely have some catching up to do. You know, some states have made this requirement. They've not given the option. When you go to your local DMV in other states, you don't have the option. Here, the agent is going to say, okay, you're renewing or you're obtaining a license for the first time. Do you want it in the form of just the regular license or do you want the real ID?
So if someone does want a real ID, what do they have to bring? Because it is quite a bit different than getting a regular license.
Yes. And this is the one reason that I think there may be a hesitancy to obtain this, because there is that the federal government provided this list of requirements. It's not something that the state of Arkansas developed, but to obtain a real ID, you have to bring several items. First, either a passport or a birth certificate, or anything else that you know that would prove your legal presence here. Proof of identity, that might be your driver's license or a work or school ID. You have to prove your social security number, so that could obviously be your social security card, a W-2 form with your social on it, a pay stub with your social on it. And then last, proof of residency, and that's going to be, you're going to have two of those documents, and that's going to be a water bill, an electric bill, a bank statement, anything that's going to have that address on it, your current address. So I would encourage anyone, before they make that trip to the revenue office, to visit ar.gov/realid, and there they'll be able to really, it's almost a quiz. It's you can say, I'm going to be taking this to the office. And then it will really give you an up or down, yes, I will be able to obtain the real ID, or no, I won't. And it will tell you what you're missing.
Is there any difference in how much the real ID costs?
No. So it's the same cost. So Arkansans have two options. So let's say your current license is the current license has an 8-year time period on it. So let's say you're 1 year into that and you have 7 years left on your regular license, but you want to obtain a real ID. You have two options. You can go to your local revenue office and obtain it and just transfer the date from the current expiration date over to the real ID. The cost there will only be $10 because it's really just a replacement, but the expiration date would remain the same as your current license. Or if you want to initiate a fresh new 8 years of that, it's going to be a $40 cost. So just depending on how you want to go about it, but it's the same cost as renewing or obtaining a regular license.
So what happens after October 1st if you don't have one of these real IDs? Because it seems like you will have to now bring some other identification with you on a domestic flight or to enter a federal building.
That's right. So the federal government does give other options if you have a passport. Let's say you're flying from here to Chicago October 1st. The federal government has said we will accept in place of the real ID a passport. So there are options. I think this has been presented as a you have to have this. And it is. I mean, if you fly frequently and you don't want to use your passport in place of it, then certainly we're encouraging people to obtain one. But there are other options. And we will continue to issue this after October 1st. If you come to the revenue office, a year from now, we're still going to give you the option of obtaining it as a regular license or ID or a real ID. And so that's going to remain an option. We're not going to stop issuing it. And just as a side note, Northwest Arkansas has really been dominated obtaining this. Arkansans in the northwest corner of the state, our Bentonville office, of the 260,000 issued, almost 40,000 of those have come through one office, and that's our Bentonville office. And that just is far and away the largest total among revenue offices. The next closest is 20,000 at an office here in Little Rock.
Sounds like Bentonville is on it. Okay, so if you don't have a real ID and you don't have a passport, it also sounds like you will be out of luck if you go to the airport after October 1st.
That's right. And the one scenario we really want to avoid, and that's why we will continue to talk about real ID every day between now and October 1st, is let's say you have a family of four whatever the case may be. You go to the airport on October 1st for that dream vacation. You don't have a passport. You don't have the real ID. You go to board the flight. Literally the only option at that point, you're certainly not going to be able to obtain a passport in one day. So in order to board that flight, which you're not going to be able to do, but you will have to go to your revenue office, get the required paperwork, go to the revenue office and obtain it. And we really don't want to see that. We want to be sure that everyone at the very least is aware that as of October 1, this will be required to board a flight.
Thank you for your time and for filling us in on all that.
Yeah. Thanks so much. And if anyone has any questions, they can always visit our website, dfa.arkansas.gov, or ar.gov/realid.
That was Scott Hardin, the spokesperson for the Arkansas Department of Finance Administration, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek about the Real ID requirement that goes into effect later this year.